when you first arrive here, it's really very quiet, but it doesn't take long for you to realise there's something very wrong. When I pulled up to the place I'm staying, there's around 20 or 25 police vehicles. I've walked around 300 metres away from my hotel, and I'm now standing next to the fence which guards against access to the Channel Tunnel freight terminal. About 2 metres away from that fence, there's old toothbrushes, there's toothpaste, there's old spoons, there's a drawstring bag. There's clear evidence that people have been here. In terms of people staying here camping, I can't see any evidence of that, but what I've been told is there are only around 100 migrants in this area, that's Coquel, where the freight terminal is, during the day. But at night, around 2,000 people come from their more permanent base in the port of Calais. So I've been here a couple of hours now, and I am starting to see small groups of people walking up and down the hard shoulder. I stopped a couple of them and spoke to them. They turned out to be Albanian migrants planning to make the dangerous journey across to England tonight. I asked them where they were staying, what camp. It turns out, astonishingly enough, they're actually staying in a hotel. In very broken English, they explained they find the camps too dangerous. They then asked me how I found England. I said the weather wasn't great and neither was the food, but they didn't seem too put off. I wouldn't be surprised if they try and get onto the tracks tonight. So I'm standing outside Camp Jules Ferry at the moment. That's the legal camp that's been set up to help some of the migrants here. There seems to be fairly rudimentary facilities inside, meal distribution, showers, but there also seems to be mobile charging and a launderette. I've had people from every corner of the earth, it seems, walk past me. I spoke to a couple of gentlemen from Afghanistan who said they'd lived in England for 6 years before being deported as late as 2014. They're just trying to find a way back in. It has to be said, most of the people here seem very friendly. There's been no shortage of smiles, people waving at me and things like that. Some people have hidden their faces, obviously not wanting to be identified, but the atmosphere is a lot less menacing than I might have at first thought. You can see the smoke from the flames billowing up over the illegal encampment. In fact, you can probably see it from all the way across Calais. It's climbing hundreds of feet into the air. I'm standing at the gates of the Camp Jules Ferry and I can see it. When I crossed over the motorway bridge earlier on, I could see the flames themselves, 10, maybe 15 feet high. So that's going to burn for quite some time and definitely going to make things much more difficult for police looking after the streets later tonight. It's 11 o'clock now and it's very, very still here. You can hear a freight train passing by. There are a few migrants on the side of the road, but really, that's about it. There are nowhere near the thousands that we've been hearing about. Maybe a few hundred I've counted. There is a very strong police presence, that's worth saying. It seems to have put quite a lot of them off. I spoke to a couple who said the police are just too strong tonight. There'll be no way they can get through the fences. But what's most surprising, aside from the numbers, is the mood. I've spoken to a couple of Sudanese people about food they ate today. I spoke to four Eritreans about football teams in the Premier League they like. This is more like a walk in the park. This is Calais. I'm meant to be scared. I'm meant to be frightened. Put simply, I'm not.